Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 91, Fiscal Fitness, Eliminate Debt with 10 Successful Diet Principles by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
How's it going, Life Optimizers? I'm Justin Mollick, and this is Optimal Living Daily, where I find the best bloggers and read them to you. Consider me your own personal reader. And today is a super special episode because I've just launched a new podcast, but I'm not the host of it. It's the same premise, and that is reading you the best blogs, but instead of personal development, it dives deeper into personal finance specifically. And that's something I know many of you want and even asked for, more blog posts about money, so I decided to try this project out for you. If you enjoy this show and want to support it, the best thing you can do right now for free is to simply subscribe to that show, which is conveniently called Optimal Finance Daily. You should be able to find it in iTunes or the podcast app on Apple devices or Stitcher and other podcast apps. And if you don't see it in the podcast player of your choice, definitely let me know. So in the spirit of the recent launch, I decided to take a break and give you a preview of that show. So today's post from Leo Babauta of Zen Habits will actually be read to you by the host of Optimal Finance Daily, and that's Dan. So let's get right to it and have Dan start optimizing your life.
Fiscal Fitness, Eliminate Debt with 10 Successful Diet Principles by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net. Recently, I've been studying the habits of successful dieters, people who've lost 30 pounds or more and kept it off. And in reading a recent Get Rich Slowly article, I realized that the same successful principles these people follow are the same ones that will get you out of debt and keep you out of debt. Debt dieting and weight dieting are exactly the same. Personally, I'm doing both, and it's striking how similar the two practices are. I allowed myself to get lazy and get into debt with bad spending habits, and now I'm trying to work it off, debt-free by early next year. I also allowed myself to get overweight with bad eating habits and a lack of exercise over the course of several years, and now I'm trying to work it off, flat stomach by early next year. Let's take a look at the 10 habits and principles of successful dieters, again, people who lost a lot of weight, at least 30 pounds, but many over 100, and kept it off. See the National Weight Control Registry for one of my favorite sources of info on this. 1. Count calories. It seems difficult, but it's not really, and it works. 2. Weigh in weekly. Daily weigh-ins work for weight maintenance, but really you should weigh in once a week when you're trying to lose weight. 3. Exercise. Almost everyone who loses and keeps off weight incorporates more physical activity. 4. Watch less TV. TV makes you fat. You can probably figure out why. 5. Write down goals. If you put your goals down in writing and make them specific, you're more likely to actually achieve them. 6. Log their eating and exercise. Writing down what you do really makes you more aware of it and motivates you to do better. 7. Public accountability. By telling others about your goal and your progress, either in some type of program or an online group or just your spouse and friends, you motivate yourself to do well. 8. Baby steps. No one gains 100 pounds overnight, and you don't lose it that way either. Take small steps to eat healthy and get more active, and one step at a time, you'll get closer to your goal. 9. Lifestyle change. You can't go on a drastic diet or exercise program and expect to sustain it. It has to be small, gradual changes that you can incorporate for life. You're not restricting yourself. You're changing the way you live. 10. Rewards. You have to find non-food ways to reward yourself. Treat yourself without blowing your calorie limit. So how do these weight loss principles apply to debt elimination? You probably can see by now that every single one will work in the same way. Let's take a look. 1. Track spending. It seems difficult, but it's not really, and it works. I've done it, and you can really see where your money goes, and it makes you more aware of your spending. 2. Check in weekly. You could actually do it monthly, but balancing your checkbook once a week really helps you to stay on top of your budget. And keep a graph of your debt elimination updated weekly so you can watch your progress. 3. Income. Almost everyone who loses and keeps off debt incorporates an increase in income. It's like exercise. You still need to diet or control spending. But exercise, or increased income, helps burn off the fat, debt, faster. 4. Watch less TV. TV makes you spend. You can probably figure out why. 5. Write down goals. If you put your goals down in writing and make them specific, you're more likely to actually achieve them. 6. Budget. You really need to plan your spending and log it to make sure you're following the plan. 7. Public accountability. By telling others about your goal and your progress, either in some type of program or an online group or just your spouse and friends, you motivate yourself to do well. 8. Baby steps. No one gets into $30,000 of debt overnight, and you don't lose it that way either. Take small steps to be more frugal and earn more, and one step at a time, you'll get closer to your goal. 9. Lifestyle change. You can't drastically change your spending habits overnight and expect to sustain it. It has to be small, gradual changes that you can incorporate for life. You're not restricting yourself. You're changing the way you live. 10. Rewards. You have to find inexpensive ways to reward yourself. Treat yourself without blowing your budget. If you follow these 10 principles of dieting to help you get out of debt, you'll be successful without a doubt. They're working for me, and they work for many others. Maintenance phase. Once you've lost the weight or eliminated the debt, how does your life change? Well, I haven't gotten there yet either, but from my research, here are some things that others have found. You should still track. Although you're no longer in the intense weight loss or debt elimination mode, you don't want to go back to your old habits. Tracking helps keep you aware of what you're doing and keeps you sticking to good habits. You have more leeway. Once you've lost weight, you can indulge in treats more. Similarly, once you're out of debt, you can spend on indulgences a little more. But you can't go overboard. Do it in moderation and stick to your new, healthier habits.
You just listened to Dan from Optimal Finance Daily reading you the post titled Fiscal Fitness, Eliminate Debt with 10 Successful Diet Principles by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. Let me know what you think of this new podcast, whatever thoughts you have. And again, if you enjoy what I'm doing, it will support me and this show if you support this new podcast, since I'm the creator and producer of it. I did episode 0 for that show myself, so you can listen to that to hear more about it. But in either case, please go check it out and make sure you subscribe. The main differences between this show and Optimal Finance Daily are that it's every weekday, so 5 days a week, because I didn't want to overwhelm you with every day like this one, and it's personal finance posts only. But same premise with short shows, and I really think Dan is a great host and reader. Again, just search for Optimal Finance Daily in your podcast player, and please subscribe. So that's it. I'm really excited about this new project, and I hope you check it out and get a ton of value from it. I'll be there answering emails, producing it, curating the content, and all that fun stuff. So I'm going to keep working on that, and I'll see you over there too, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.